And we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us. Davin's Den, we're going to do some Scamming the Scammers, a spirited segment two.
Yes.
And then and the parts of funny segment two. But now hopefully this will be funny and maybe spirited. I'm just trying to find up the music.
And maybe weird. Hey, Joe. I was just telling during the break that if somebody said to you, I'm going to give you $200 because you're ugly, well, would you take the money?
$200?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm taking the money.
Okay. Anyway, let's do some Scamming Scammers, you fugglies.
Oh, I'm a salesman. I'll sell you my fucking chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
We're going to do some Scamming Scammers. Shut your ugly ass up. All right, so this scammer, we're going to go back to COVID time again with this one. I didn't know if I was going to do this one because I really don't remember her, but I figured, what the hell. So it might be very good. It might not be. I don't remember.
You don't really remember?
I don't remember because this is from March 31st of 2020.
We'll be the judge of that.
And this one found me on Instagram, as most of them are finding me now because I don't really take them on Facebook. Very often. I don't take them at all on Facebook. So this one goes by the name of Jelena Johnson. Now, what's the first thing you... Jelena Johnson. What's the first thing you think of with that?
Somebody that works at McDonald's.
No.
Well, Jelena sounds a lot like Jemima. So it just kind of... Jelena Johnson.
Well, here's my takeaway. We actually have a scammer here who's not using two first names. They're actually using, like,
a last name,
which we don't often see.
No, so it could be a real person's name.
Could be a real... This could be my new next. This could be the new Miss Paycheck.
yeah.
So this is what she looks like, Pip. This is a small picture of it.
Hand it over?
Yes. This
okay,
is
she looks attractive.
Yeah, Pip would do her.
I'd do her.
I'll show her to the screen. Hey. That's a little blurry. Nobody can find
it. I just shows a bright light.
Yep. You should run to it. Anyway.
Who says I'm not?
I'll fucking push you. I'll drive you to the bright light.
Funny.
Although where you're going is going to be more like a red glow. Anyway, let's go on. March 31st, 2020. So we're right in the middle of COVID. So she goes, hi, dear. How are you doing? How are you doing is really what they always ask. The scammers. That's like, you know, some people go, how are you? What's going on? How are you doing is their go-to, which is not out of the ordinary,
no.
But it is how they always ask, how are you?
Well, the interesting thing about that is if you just meet somebody, it's like, how's it going? But when you say, how are you doing? That's like somebody you've known for a while. Like, you know, if I hadn't seen you in a while, I go, hey, how are you doing? You know, how are you doing?
Yeah, that's true. That is how we use it.
It's a phrasing for a different situation.
Yeah.
Well, that and the fact that she called me dear in the first contact.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Hi, dear. How are you doing? Said, hi. She goes, how did your day go? And again, to Joe's point, like, well, I guess we know each other?
Yeah.
Right. It's awkward. It's very weird.
It is awkward.
What the hell is
that? That's familiar.
What the hell is that? Hold on. I go, okay, how was yours? She goes, okay, what are you up to? I'm getting used to being home all day. So this is...
Oh, because of COVID.
We're getting COVID. Right. All right. It's just weird from somebody who I've never met.
Yeah, it's a weird approach.
I go, it sucks doing my radio show. I guess this was a Tuesday. She goes, okay, cool. What program do you host? Now, she spells it P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, uh-huh. Which is correct spelling, but not the American spelling of program.
Right.
It is a European.
It's British or Commonwealth.
Well, isn't that European?
Yeah.
Asshole.
You can use that in a sentence, too. Hello, dear, I hear the bathroom's closed. The bathroom door is closed. European?
Jeez, I can't believe that.
Do I have to play the In the Barrel music for you too? Because I'll dust it off. Because we are heading towards barrel territory. The 1-2 punch of you guys. Yeah. All right. She goes, okay, cool. What program do you host? A talk show, which you're going to be starring in. I said, a talk show. And then I give the name, Davin's Den. She goes, that's good to know, Davin. I hope you don't mind us being friends. Not at all.
Not so far.
Which is actually what I wrote. Not at all.
Okay.
She goes, how are you doing? So now we go on to April 1st. So this is April 1st. So we went from the 31st to April 1st. She goes, how are you doing this morning, though, and what are you up to? I go, I'm well, just chilling. How are you? And what do you have planned for the day? She goes, nothing much. I'll be home all day. I think I got everything to keep me indoors. Tell me about yourself. Now, remember, this is we are in the thick of it. Nobody's going out.
Yeah. And actually, if you remember, people were talking on the internet and stuff like a little bit more cozy because everybody felt isolated and they were kind of like desperate. What are you doing, other humans? I remember you're out there somewhere. You know.
Yeah. So this, I'm sure this is going to end well. It's a good point.
Yep.
I go, I will have to mail some medical supplies later. So I have to go out. So this is when my wife was, when we had the 3D printer, was like making shields
right.
and the mask attachments for like hospitals. And
right.
I go, glad you can stay in and be safe. So I'm pretty much telling the truth here. I'm not lying yet.
Mm-mm.
She goes, yep, I try. Stay safe out there. I go, nah, I'm going to lick people. And I get a lick emoji.
I'm going to lick people.
She goes, Ella, she laughs, you know, the laugh my ass off, and then she gives me a laughing emoji. She goes, just be careful out there. I go, so should I put a glove on the end of my tongue? this is when we were wearing gloves wherever, because mm-hmm. we didn't know.
Yep.
She goes, that will be so absurd to do, LOL. Have a great day, and we can chat later when you're free. All right, this seems, I told you this was the one.
Yeah, this seems like pretty normal so far.
I go, sure, hit me up. Whenever you wish. Absurd is all in the eye of the beholder, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, hi, how did your day go? This is later on that day. I go, hi, I'm just doing some work on my website. I mailed my medical supplies, so hopefully that will help them fight the virus. So the day was okay. How was your day? And then I go, the licking got mixed results. One woman seemed to like it. One woman hit me with her purse. One woman slapped me. I think I need to test this further to see if this is liked or not liked by people. I will tell you, with the glove on my tongue, I couldn't taste a thing.
Funny.
This is kind of actually charming.
Yeah, I would like somebody saying that. I would be nervous that somebody I just started talking to is talking a lot about licking women, but I would continue to say.
Well, I didn't say where I licked them.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying, is that I would, but this is a little bit of a red flag.
She goes, LOL, okay. I go, shall I keep you updated on how this progresses? What did you do today? She goes, I spent my day reading books. What are you doing now? I go, what are you reading? I go, I just finished updating my website with some news articles about me and my company. So, My night is pretty open. Oh, Joe, I guess that must have been some of the times when I was in the papers. Anyway, your day sounded pretty lovely, actually. She goes, can you send me a link to your website? Of course I can. I'll promote to anybody.
Whether they want it or not.
Boy.
She goes, website, can I see? I go, it's all kittens and puppies eating ice cream. And then I sent her the link. She goes, okay, I'll check it out. Well, then my conversation might end, but by all means. I go, there are no pictures of me licking people with a gloved tongue. She goes,
thank God.
She goes, LOL, I know, right? She goes, tell me about yourself. Although, are you married with kids? Here we go. But you know what? The way this is going, not unreasonable.
No, of course not, because you want to know, is this somebody I want to be chatting with or not?
No. No, I will answer that no, under no circumstances do you. I go, it's a bit complicated. What about you? Single, married, throuple, kids?
Throuple. like us trouble? For the years?
What'd you say, Joe?
What are you right? You said what? Single, married, trouble?
No, throuple.
Throuple. Oh. A threesome.
Kids? She goes, well, I'm. So this is good. I'm. It's not am.
I am. Yeah, I'm. I know. Because if they're able to use contractions, they are not an android. Oh, sorry, Star Trek.
Mm. No, but usually the Africans say am. Well, am single. She says, well, I'm single. So again, you know, this is leaning towards like a real human being.
Yeah, and it's somebody who speaks English that we're more familiar with.
Yeah. She goes, well, I'm single at the moment and I don't have any kids. She goes, do you have any kids, though? Although she spells, though, T-H-O. But do you have any kids, though? And why is your relationship complicated? I go, I have a daughter. Mother cheated on me, so... Now, very often, these scammers when I ask about their relationships, you know, these women, they caught their boyfriend cheating on them, very often with a friend of theirs. So I'm making my wife a cheater in this scenario.
Wait, now, you said that the wife, did you say to her?
I have a daughter.
Wife, no, that earlier when you were mailing the medical supplies?
No, I didn't tell her about the wife.
You didn't tell about the wife.
That was I was telling you guys.
Okay.
So I have a daughter. Mother cheated on me, so. So I've already decided I'm not going to be honest with this one.
Okay.
Which I often do very quickly.
Lying so fast.
Yeah, you know what? I try to make it as real as possible.
I'm a liar.
She goes, too bad. My ex cheated as well. Of course he did.
Of course he did. With your good friend?
She goes, I don't know why people do that, though. Because they're horny, baby. She goes, I don't know why people do that, though. I go, I travel a lot, so while the cat's away, so I'm pretty much done. She goes, I understand, but I'm sorry you have a funny way of presenting your stuffs. All right, stuffs is not an American way of saying things.
No, but I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know either. I must say you have a good sense of humor, and that is spelled H-U-M-O-U-R. Again, oh. Not American,
yeah.
Which is okay.
Well, like the English spelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, thank you. I guess that is good since that is my job, LOL. Thank you. They say women love a sense of humor. Of course, you never see a clown with a swimsuit model. LOL. I go, what is your career? She goes, I'm a student. I go, what are you studying? Business management. I go, ah, you must be very smart. When do you graduate? Next year. She goes, what do you do? I go, exciting. I go, do you know what you would like to do? I go, I am a comedian. I thought that was obvious from the website, LOL. Somebody's not checking it out. This is disappointing.
Somebody is not doing their homework.
No. She goes, IKR, I know, right? I thought you did other stuff as well. Everybody does. I go, what's IKR? Although now I know what it is. It's like, I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
I go, what's IKR? I go, just my radio show. I'm one of the lucky ones that gets to do what they love. I know, right? I'm slow. That's what I wrote. What would you like to do after you graduate? She goes, of course, I want to secure a good-paying job and make some good money. And that's why you're doing this. Is there a company you have your eye on to work? She goes, not yet. I believe that things happen in their own time, and I have so much patience. Where are you from? Huh. This is looking real.
It sounds like a real human being and a reasonable conversation so far.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
So many things.
I go, that's a good attitude. I go, I get antsy if I'm not moving forward. New York, where are you from? She says, Florida. I go, where in Florida? She goes, Orlando, but I'm pursuing my education in Ghana. Now remember, this is...
All right, so there's the tie-in. There's where all the explanations of oddity, mispronounced, I'm sorry, different phrasing of words and the spelling will come into play. Mm-hmm. Where the card... will be sent to when it's asked for, probably in about another 3 weeks. Yeah, it's all falling into place.
Yep.
Now, I will say in 2020, that would be odd for her to leave Florida for an education in Ghana. 2023? I could see.
It's just, what is that? Like, oh, all the great universities are in Ghana. Oh,
it is.
That's why they flock there.
Yeah, it's very, but you know what? Good for her for being honest, a Jace. Because the money's going to have to go somewhere. So she obviously doesn't have a mule in the United States.
All right. So if it's going there, so everything revolving around that, why does everything seem... Well, she did say she was from Ghana. So it's not like the other ones that are saying that they're from Philadelphia, they're from Georgia, and everything is pointing to Ghana. She's actually saying she's there.
And he can't start up with this, I'm going to go out and meet you in Pittsburgh and lie on the beach with you nonsense.
I got to tell you something. The scammer that we had... I forgot her name. The one that came off with the business angle still
Carolyn Fuchs.
Yes, she still has the award for the most unique approach because you didn't see it. You know, I mean, you saw it coming, but you didn't see it coming.
No, I saw it coming, and then you know, I tried to make her see me coming.
That's not leaving.
Yeah, no, she was a good one.
Yeah,
she was good. I go. She goes. After that, she goes. How many brothers and sisters you have, and how about your parents? Are they both alive? So now that we mentioned Ghana, the English is getting progressively worse.
Oh no! How many brothers and sisters do you have, and your parents? Are they brother and sister? Yeah.
So I go, Ghana. That's quite the journey. What made you pick Ghana? She goes, well, my mom is Ghanaian, and she lives here. Good answer.
Well, that's really odd coincidence because that picture was of a very white girl.
Fair.
She was very fair.
True.
But, yeah, Ghanaians from Africa tend to be darker.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, you're right. She goes, my dad's from the States, but he's no more. Never more. He's like the Raven.
Yeah,
but
no more from the States and no more from the Earth.
That's, yeah.
I don't know. We'll have a seance and find out. What do you want me to tell you? Funny. I go, ah, I had a Ghanaian girlfriend. She was very pretty and nice. Sorry about your dad.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you're being, yeah, but now it's just like, ah, okay. He likes Ghanaians.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I know.
I go, cool. Really? How far did that go with y'all? Apparently now she's from Texas.
She's all over the place.
Yeah, really? What kind of shit is that?
I go, well, we didn't get married, but it got pretty serious. I mean, she was on the show for years.
Yeah. Funny. She was a feature.
She goes, okay. She goes, so I like the people of Ghana. I know a little bit about the culture. Maybe that is why we were getting along so well, LOL. When will you be back in Florida? She goes, I don't know. The whole place has been shut down due to the current ongoing pandemic. Not Florida, Ghana.
Yeah, that's a very formal way of saying that.
I go, that is all over the place. Are you scared? She goes, very scared, because people are really dying from the virus. They've recorded 198 cases already here in Ghana, with 5 deaths and 31 recoveries. I learnt with a T.
Okay.
Things are getting out of hand in the States. I go, yes, it's much worse here. I live in the hardest hit part of the country. Try not to be scared, wash your hands, and try not to go out. Would you like to talk regularly so I can make sure you're okay and make you laugh sometimes? All right.
Yeah.
She goes, sure, you're nice to talk to. I most certainly am.
So far.
I go, well, all right. I might become a pain in the ass.
No, fake Davin has never been a pain in the ass.
Nor has real Davin. Nor has real Davin. An angel. I go, okay, hit me up whenever you wish. You're nice to talk to as well. If you still lived in Florida, you could have been my guest at a show. Tried working in Ghana, but my manager at Charterhouse could not agree on the money. Now remember, Belinda tried me to get to go to Ghana to work at Charterhouse.
Yeah, so your name, your place dropping.
I'm let's, because if she's from Ghana and she likes comedy, that should ring a bell.
Look at you showing off.
I most certainly. But that's good, because it makes me more real and sincere to them.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, okay. Why didn't they agree on the funds? I go, I guess my manager wanted too much, LOL. I go, may I ask you a question without you getting mad? She goes, shoot your shot. Well, I did that already. I mean, I saw the picture. I go, okay, so my girlfriend from Ghana pretended to be a white model. Once she got to know me and fell for me, she revealed who she really was. Of course, she was a lovely Ghanaian woman. So the question is, are you really the girl in your picture? I won't be mad if you're not. I just want to start out our friendship on the right foot. So I'm retelling the Belinda story.
Yes.
Continuity is where I'm at, kids. She goes, I don't pretend. I don't play games. Well, you kind of do, I'm sure. Well, yeah. but you know what? Maybe I found the honest one.
Uh-huh.
I go, okay, cool. I had to ask. I go, I was really hurt at first by what she did. But obviously I got over it. She goes, I know, right? You just have to be careful with stuffs of the net. It's a whole lot of fake stuffs going on.
Stuffs?
A whole lot of fake stuffs going on.
Whole lot of fake stuffs going on.
So this, she's playing this very well, except for her use of English.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they drop the ball a lot.
I go, yes, it opened up my eyes for sure. She goes, maybe you needed that. I go, LOL. Did I now? Why is that? She goes, I don't know, but I think we should be careful who we trust. What an interesting tact. She is not going to trust me. She's saying, you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah, so she's pretending that she's trustworthy.
This is different than we've seen.
Yeah, this is a different tactic. It's like, you can trust me because I am agreeing with you that we have to be cautious.
Yeah. I go, I agree 100%. So I go, she did tell me she was originally going to scam me. So no, Jelena, I'm not sending you an iTunes card, LOL.
Nice.
Yeah. She goes, LOL, come on, I don't do that.
All right. Okay.
I go, fine. I won't buy you an Amazon card. And I give her a laughing emoji.
Funny.
She goes, what's your age? I go, would you believe 26?
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're so much younger. No, she's 26.
No, I said, would you believe? She asked me what my age is.
Yeah.
And I said, would you believe 26?
Okay.
She goes, maybe I can know from seeing your photo. My photo is in my Instagram avatar. How old are you? She goes, I'm 24. She goes, you look a bit older, older, the sum like 36, LOLZ, which actually is about the age of that headshot.
Yeah, okay.
I will go say thank you because I'm 45.
Oh, she's 24. Oh.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
If you can't be a paycheck, at least I can dress eating gar animals.
Oh, my God, that's a picture. That's terrible.
Yes, it is. Excuse me, I need a moment. I will say thank you because I'm 45, LOL. I go, if I was 26, I would have called you a bitch for saying I look 36, LOL. I go, what made you message me? She goes, that wasn't funny. You should be nice. Oh, fuck.
There we go.
What made you message me? And she got upset?
No, she got upset because if I was 26, I would have called her a bitch.
Oh.
She goes, that wasn't funny. You should be nice. I go, oh, I'm a dick. Yeah, I go, you've been warned. Continue at your own risk. And I am warning her.
Yeah.
I go, if you continue, we'll have the opportunity to get the glove tongue licked.
Oh, okay.
I go, why did you message me? And I do enjoy chatting with you. Just found out a colleague's father died due to the virus. So,
was that real?
I don't. Yeah, I think so. I think it happened on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure a comedian's father, you know, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I mean, do you want to end there or go a little bit more? I mean, we're at 9:30. But I don't know what you guys have planned.
Just I got dinner planned and sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. We got a taste.
What do you think so far?
I think
it's interesting.
I'm still concerned about the licking thing, but but I would still talk to this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about like if I was, I'm looking at the other end, like if I was talking to fake Davin and. Uh-huh. You started out this way, I would think, okay, funny, a little weird about all the licking, but...
Well, you gotta remember, this was the time when COVID was on, so you absolutely couldn't lick people.
I know, and it's so, like, I'm taking it that way, because you didn't make it, like, turn it, like, sexual, and like, I wanna lick you. It's like, whoa, too much
I wanna lick it, so we can kick it, get it sound so wet, so we can stick it. Dump. Da 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 da
dump. But I can't believe that's a real song. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Gillette. I have both her albums. Absolutely, it's a good song.
I had no idea.
At least I love that song. Good, good in the clubs dancing it. Yeah.
Oh God, no!
We actually played a cover of that song a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Did we?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I thought about the stick it.
No, you stuck the landing.
Thank you.
I think this one's pretty good. I think this one's a little different. So on the ball.
Seems almost real until they started stumbling with the language. But you know what? It's too early to tell. And also, a lot of times when people are just like chatting and everything, it's typo city. And you know what? You wouldn't quite notice right away that it was weird. Although the stuffs and the British spelling would make me go, huh, you know.
Because she's from Florida, so we expect horrible spelling, just not that way.
Yeah, not spelling like a Brit, but spelling terrible.
For shit.
Spelling, but she's also supposed to be in university, so it's like, okay, so maybe she's a little smarter than the average Floridian. I'm sorry, Florida. It's your reputation. So far, no red flags.
Yeah.
Except for fake Davin.
Hasn't asked for money on day one. Doesn't love me yet.
Right.
So this is not like the last one we did, Mary, who was a dumbass from the word go.
Oh, God. So stupid. So, this one, is definitely able to converse.
So is this one going days, weeks, months, or years?
Well, this one's smarter, so they're probably going to try to angle it so that they're going for the money grab earlier than Mary did, because she just, like, took a long time.
Mary didn't take a long time.
Didn't she?
Nah, she was bleeding pretty early.
That's right. Oh, God. I forgot. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Days, weeks, months, years. Joe?
Months.
Months.
Both say months.
Yeah.
Plus or minus 6 months.
Plus.
Okay.
I don't know if 6 months.
All right.
Maybe I'm going to hedge my bets and say minus.
All right. Well, we'll see where this goes. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program. Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you.
Yes, Russ, thank you very much. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Read 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the Pamela Comedy Nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Spinning Productions owner Davin of Davin & Stan. Davin, what's that next date coming up?
I don't know. You're on the show, stupid.
I forgot the date, though. And I know, and it's going to be a special night because your announcer, your person that's been reading, will be in the next Portobello show. Going to be fantastic. So experience. Oh, he's got the book. Oh, wait.
Will Davin be able to find out the date and who's on the show?
July 14th.
July 14th is going to be a great show. I know. I'm going to be in it. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve a great night out. You deserve a great meal and a great time. You deserve Portobello.
And there's going to be a special guest spot that I need you to look at and tell me how she does, because I won't be there. So, I won't be there. What are you going to do?
What, are you bringing Chrissy in?
I'd probably give her a feature spot. I'd probably let her feature. I don't, you know. I don't think she could do that much damage in the feature spot.
Well, I don't know. Hope nobody yells.
They don't yell at these places.
No,
they
I
don't. They don't yell at my. Well, sometimes on the first show, they yelled. Like at Francesco's, they yelled.
Oh yeah.
Always the first show at Francesco's, but that's fine. That's all right. Joe got mad.
Oh yeah, I know.
Joe was seeing red.
I didn't get mad. I got fun. You know, I didn't think it showed. I really didn't.
Well, then apparently you should perform in front of a mirror.
Yeah, no, that was one of the rare times I've seen you look that mad. I was like, uh-oh, he's going to hurt somebody in the audience.
Let's say it's a Saturday night, okay? And if it's Saturday night, I've been home all day, you know, you're trying to go to the gigs, right? On a Friday night, you know, full day of work, I'm in no mood, traffic, moon, and then you get up and this is the first thing you see. Now, believe me, in my eternal clock, I've been... From doing all the mics and the workshops, I've known to take my time and stuff like that. I wasn't pissed. I might have looked it, but I don't get mad anymore because it just doesn't, you know, doesn't help the act any. Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's like you get to the point where it's like, all right, shut the fuck up.
No, and that guy just couldn't shut it. He thought he was so entertaining.
Yeah.
Side-Spinning Productions gave you that show at Francesco's, and they're giving you the show at Portobello's, and we can give you a comedy show. Go to sidespinningproductions.com. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. Joe, will you be anywhere?
Yeah, at the family farm this weekend, enjoying a Memorial Day.
There you go.
Nice.
Sunday, May 28th, I'll be in DeWitt, New York, at Sweat Bar and Bistro. For tickets, go to eventbrite.com and search Comedy Night Syracuse. So that will be the show in the gym in the Syracuse area on Memorial Day Sunday evening.
Wow, that's interesting, though.
Is it most certainly is.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will have a story.
I'm sure.
The place was full of dumbbells. Stupid people? No, dumbbells, you jackass.
Well, at least it's not outside at a barbecue where there's going to be, like, kids running around with popsicles and jam hands interrupting the whole thing.
Nah, it'll be fine. Be a good time. looking forward to that. Also, my daughter has her junior prom.
No way. Wow.
And my daughter, who likes to shop at the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. not because we make her anything, Her dress, wasn't it a haute couture? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, she got her ass a friggin' designer-ass dress.
Good for her.
Is it? Yeah, good for her, not for us. But whatever. She doesn't ask for a lot, so she's got a...
Yeah, but she...
She got a nice dress. And,
nice.
Yeah, so we're excited.
And she's on the... She made the Honor Society, right?
She made the Honor Society. She's in, like, all county and all state and all that.
Girl.
All, yeah, local all state. So yeah, proud. She's kicking ass.
Good.
She's kicking... And as am I. I'm kicking ass, too, tomorrow. Because tomorrow, I'm going to be doing my first stress test, besides this. I'll be going to the doctor.
Dude. Oh.
What?
Oh, I hate stress tests.
Why? Well, I have no idea what this is.
What they do is they're going to hook you up like a snow goose and put you on a treadmill, and you got to run with all the sensors all over.
That's all right.
And make sure they take a look at the EKG, the way they come back, and then they put you in the tube, and then they take a look there. It's good to have that. You want to make sure everything's stressed. So you want to know something? You're at the age right now where you could drop dead. So
I know you've wished it.
So you know.
It's and no.
Hopefully
you know
you
what?
Don't read the suggestion box. So
there's not a suggestion box at the stress test.
But you are at that age. I believe me. I'm not kidding.
I just realized though, because I haven't sweated or anything. I do have an injured knee, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, they make you run or walk really fast or run on the treadmill, and then they're like, run over to the table, get down, and then they, like, test
really?
You. Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, listen, I...
By the way, I was curious about something. You playing softball this year?
In two leagues.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Watch that knee.
That's how I heard it.
Watch that knee.
I messed up my tendon, and I was been gimping around, but I'm getting a little bit better, but, yeah. I just realized, oh, that's going to be a problem tomorrow. So I'm getting that done, and then I'm going to get the blood work done. Because I told my doctor when I was mowing the lawn, and it's a long lawn, that I was actually concerned. Because I was short of breath when I started it.
Yeah.
And paycheck was concerned, too. I go, well, if you don't hear the lawnmower for a while, stick your head out the window.
If you noticed it hasn't moved.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I'm not kidding around. You need to get that checked because you're at that age where you could drop dead. And I've known people that have. We're not spring chickens anymore.
I'm not that old. Yes, I could.
You want to know something? You're old enough to have a heart attack and drop dead. And I'm not kidding. And I'm not kidding around. So you definitely want to get that stress test done because you want to know that you're okay. That you're okay.
You know why he cares?
Look, you know why he cares? Because I thought I was having a heart attack, so I had to have everything checked out. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more for peace of mind when you know that you're out there mowing the lawn and you're short of breath, and it's like, all right, I'm short of breath. I don't have to worry about dropping dead. Because I'm going to say it again because you're at the age where if you either will be better in a day or you're going to drop dead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I want it for peace of mind. But he's concerned because if I drop dead suddenly, his summer disappears. That's why he's fucking concerned. There's a lot more open dates if stupid can't make it to the gig.
Right.
If you're the lawnmower stops moving, and so do you.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm doing it for peace of mind because I felt tight a couple times. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm probably
you gotta watch that shit.
Well, he's doing it.
I'm doing it. I'm going.
You got to get good. That checked. You got to make sure everything is cool.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Right.
I'm at that age. I'm at that. Please don't weigh me. Wait at the airport.
Who isn't?
But I will say this for myself: I can still walk down the airplane aisles straight. I don't got to go side saddle down the down the thing. I don't have to sideswipe anybody with my tuchus, so everybody is fine. So that's what we got planned.
Okay, well that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Now I'd like I'm like to hear that you're watching and going to the doctors. That's what I do too. I'm taking care of business. I have to wait a couple of years before I get my batteries changed, so I'm good.
Yeah, well, I got to go to the endocrinologist in 3 weeks. I can't get my blood sugar down. I'm trying. So they usually go, Do you want to see the nutritionist? And I'm like, I'm not going to spend $200 to sit there with plastic fruit. Well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go there and sit with plastic fruit because I got to figure out you know, I'm trying. I just don't know. And my blood sugar is still high, and I am, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know. And if I get sick, there's only one person that's going to take care of me, and that is me. So, yeah, it gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
What's the matter? The girl can't fucking get out and check on you and help you?
Nope. Neither can the ex-wife. Well, the ex-wife could, but she'd probably kill me.
The ex-wife, yeah, she'll come over and put the pillow over your face.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell her she's doing it wrong. You got to be firmer on the sides. What's wrong with you, woman?
You can come over.
No, I've never been there, so no, I can't. I'll look for the lighthouse and the landlocked property.
If she comes over, she's going to leave a thermometer in a very uncomfortable place for you.
Yes, well, it's probably justified. All right. So hopefully we'll all be live and back next
week.
If you have lost somebody in the military, we are very sorry. It is Memorial Day weekend. It is. I know everybody's out here barbecuing and all that good stuff, but we are certainly thinking about you as well. All right. Thank you guys for listening live or on podcast form. We certainly appreciate that as well. If you like us,